Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon's full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
From my New York studios up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Wait till I see Mike again. I'm tired of him in that intro. I'm going to have to knock him out.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just kidding. Sherry, did you see Beyonce?
I was on the end zone, and people were taller than me, but I got glimpses of her.
That is not hard.
No, everybody was taller than me. But I did see her on the Jumbotron.
Rudy Giuliani saw her, so we'll talk about that. Whatever.
Yeah.
The fight for the black vote is on. I remember talking to you guys about this in 2008. I wasn't a contributor then, and in 2012. This time, though, it is a bit different. However, just 4 years later, the issue of race is being discussed differently. It is being discussed through the lens of mass incarceration and police brutality. We're talking about race in terms of Black Lives Matter this time in the presidential campaign. Van Jones, a CNN contributor and former Obama advisor, and Michael Nutter, the former mayor of Philadelphia, discussed this on my show just last night.
The Black Lives Matter movement, has raised a number of issues, and certainly mass incarceration is a significant issue in their agenda, and it should be in the agenda of all of us. It's certainly of concern to me. But, I mean, man, it's not the only issue, and certainly having a job, having economic opportunity, even reentry opportunities, making sure our kids are getting education and that we're safe on our streets are certainly significant issues in and of themselves to the Black Lives Matter movement and all Americans.
Framed in this manner, the issue has impassioned artists like Beyonce, who takes on the issue in a new video, that video called Formation, and her recent halftime performance at the Super Bowl, which we discussed many times here since it happened on Sunday, where she conjured images of the 1960s militant Black Panther movement and Malcolm X. But it's also sparking passion from politicians like Rudy Giuliani, who say Beyonce and the Black Lives Matter movement are misinformed about police, and who he says is actually causing the problems. He said, that's what I remember I'm saying that. Listen to this.
At a time in which police officers have a target on their back, when you only emphasize the few infinitesimal small number of situations in which police officers kill people, as opposed to the enormous number of times in which people are killed by other people, and in the African American community, it's African Americans killing African Americans. I think this is not just any time. This is a time in which police officers feel, and if you go talk to them around America, they'll tell you this, they have a target on their back.
That was him speaking to me last night on my show. He's supposed to come on to talk about the election. I wanted to know why he had such harsh things to say about Beyonce and what she did at the Super Bowl. Giuliani says that Beyonce and others dare, if they dare, to take up the issue of police brutality at all, especially on such a big stage with a huge audience, that even as artists, they have the responsibility to show all sides.
I've seen too many cops die saving the lives of people, and maybe some emphasis should be given to that. And at a moment like that, with 90 million people watching you, to not at least give the other side of the story, when that's the side of the story that really is saving lives, not a bunch of that, you know, political rhetoric. Look, the reality is the way in which most people are killed in this country are by other people, not by cops.
Mr. Mayor,
cops
your point.
Cops save a lot more lives than they cost.
When challenged about his sensitivity or lack thereof to the issue, Giuliani stood behind his record as New York mayor.
Because it sounds like that you're saying that there isn't a problem with police officers and African-Americans.
I am not.
Okay.
Don, you're looking at somebody who put 70 police officers in jail, a lot more than Beyonce ever did. I've prosecuted police officers. I've put them in jail. I've put them in jail for long periods of time when they were corrupt, when they were brutal. When one police officer was engaged in an act of brutality when I was mayor, he went to jail for 25 years. There's nobody tougher on police than I am. I expect them to act above and beyond what other people act. But I happen to know that most of them do that. And at a time like this, maybe it might not be a bad idea for people who have the kind of fame and celebrity that she has to teach everyone, not only in her community, but in every other community, to respect the police, to respect the uniform, not to make it appear as if they're the enemy.
Giuliani told me that he has saved more lives than most, telling me that when he took office, there were 1,900 murders in New York City, and when he left there, it was down by 500, down to 500 a year. He says 70 to 75% of those murders were of black people. He also told me that he would like to sit down with Beyonce and members of the Black Lives Matter movement to come to a consensus on perception versus reality. A meeting may sound like a good idea, but is it really? And would it even help? What do you think?
Cops saving lives in the Super Bowl halftime show. I can't get past that.
He makes some good points, though. He really does. I mean, all cops aren't bad, and we've said that over and over, that all of the cops are bad.
I agree.
We've said all cops are not bad, but we also are drawing attention to the cops that have been doing something for years, yeah, and nothing has ever happened.
Exactly.
It's like a two-sided coin, you know. I mean, in both instances, there's some right on both sides.
Statistics show that these cops that, you know, when black lives are when they're killed, they don't get prosecuted. A case that they're billing Tamir Rice for the dog on ambulance ride.
And the cop that killed the young man in Chicago, December 26th, he's filing a $10 million lawsuit against the family of the estate of the guy he killed. But my question is, what is Giuliani running for? What is his, because right now he's trying to get some shine out of this, and I'm just trying to figure out what's his platform in terms of where he's going from here? Because he seems like he's using this for something else, Don.
That's a very good question. And that's what Mayor Nutter and Van Jones asked last night. But he was very willing and wanted to talk about this particular issue.
Made no sense to me, Don. I'm sorry. Thing.
He needs to, what I said to him during that interview was, you want Beyonce to see your side, but do you see her side?
Right.
You're not saying that there isn't a problem. He goes, no, I'm not saying that. But then he went on to pivot to something else.
Yeah.
So.
How
do you like the dancing? Did he say anything about that?
Just because you say something about you know, killing people, getting killed, doesn't mean that you're anti-police.
Right.
That was my point. Exactly.
How many cops has Beyonce put in jail? That's crazy.
Really?
Old school, new school, the remixes from Steve Silk Hurley. After Huggy, next, 25 past the hour.